Solomon Islands is just 3 hours flying time from Brisbane, an unspoiled, undiscovered paradise comprising 992 islands, all relatively untouched by the influences of the modern world. Only 24,000 international travellers visit the Solomons each year, mostly scuba divers, surfers, and World War II military history buffs. But the destination is fast attracting a new breed of travellers. Sue Ahern spoke to the owner of Solomon Islands Discovery Cruises, Belinda Botha.
Yeah, well, can you tell us about your cruises?
Yes, fabulous. So Solomon Islands Discovery Cruises was launched in August 2018. It is basically the opportunity for people to experience the fabulous Solomon Islands, untouched, unspoiled, undiscovered, in a way where we can explore the 992 islands by snorkeling, diving, freediving, yoga, anything else in between, custom cultural activities, really experiencing what makes this country so special.
So where do you start from?
We have two starting points. Our guests can pick either our capital city, Honiara, and very soon, our second international airport that will be opening up in Munda in the Western Province will give us the opportunity to offer itineraries from Munda as well.
So how many people do you take on board your boats?
Sure, yeah. It does depend on the guest makeup. For example, this is a family-friendly product as well. So people can bring their kids or small toddlers. So it really kind of varies again in terms of the cabin configuration. But we are most comfortable with a maximum of 25 guests on board. That would include kids as well.
So what sort of ship have you got?
It is a vessel that's got three decks. It's about 30 meters long. It is outfitted specifically for water activities. That includes subs, diving, exploring with water skis, etc. We have our upper deck, lower deck, and middle deck. And we have 11 cabins. The first six have their own ensuite, which is the main deluxe cabins on the middle deck. Then our lower deck cabins have a shared facility from in terms of our bathrooms. Really a boutique-style, small-scale cruise ship product that takes the time to explore culture and enjoy the beautiful waters of Solomon Island and kind of get a flavor for what makes this country so special and why it's a good time to visit right now.
Sounds idyllic. So what about food? What are you feeding people on board?
Oh, yeah, very good question. We have fantastic local chefs on board. And it's interesting, on this trip that we're on at the moment, we actually have the opportunity to work with some chefs from abroad as well that comes in and helps us to specifically focus on the Solomon Island cuisine. The wonderful seafood selection, and try and incorporate that into a menu that works well with a Western palate, but also incorporating the special things about the Solomon Islands in terms of traditional custom culture and food. For sure. Our deluxe cabins on top deck starts from about 3,500 Australian dollars per person. And that includes everything, obviously, but for alcoholic drinks. And our lower deck shared facilities starts off at about 2,500 Australian dollars. We're happy to offer kids under 12 half price of that. And then, of course, infants and kids under 5, we charge a flat fee of 500 Australian dollars.
So where are the people coming from? Are they mainly Australians?
At the moment, actually, yes, but we are really trying to focus on marketing this product as well through to our New Zealand market, and then also starting to develop our North American market as well. People are really interested at the moment to discover new up-and-coming destinations. That's still, I believe, one of the last frontiers in the world. So this place is really special, and what I think we can do in terms of tourism development in this country, it helps us to protect and preserve if we have the opportunity to really focus on sustainable travel and tourism. I think this is really a specific focus of me for us to do on this specific product.
So are there many cruises available for people coming to Solomon Islands?
No. This has been a vision of mine. I mean, I've been in the Solomons for about 6 years now, started off with a diving focus, and what I saw is this is just this amazing country with beautiful people, stunning beaches, wonderful untouched, unspoiled areas, fantastic custom culture. Yet if you are not a diver, it's really hard to see what makes this country so special. So I had this vision of starting this product for people to be able to experience the Solomon Islands. So we are the first of this kind, and we are hoping to, within the next 12 months, build this product up and maybe even have a second dedicated vessel within a year or so to be able to offer both itineraries, both Honeira and Munda, on a more full-time offering.
How did you end up in the Solomon Islands?
Wonderful question. There is, long story short, very good friends of mine when I lived in Canada called me, and I was visiting my family in South Africa, and they said, oh, we've got a friend that wants to put a scuba diving liveaboard from Australia back into business in the Solomons. Would you like to set up the business for us? And I'm like, absolutely. Where is the Solomon Islands? And then I had no idea. I mean, I knew about the World War II history, which is fantastic, but I had no idea that this country will be so enchanting and it would keep me here for 6 years. I was only coming on a year project.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I lived there for myself for a couple of years, so I understand how easy it is to fall in love with Solomon Islands.
Well, there you go. Preaching to the converted.
That's right. But our audience won't know much about the Solomon Islands, so it's good that they can hear what you've got to offer. So thank you for joining us today, and all the best with your project.
Thank you very much. And please come back and join us for a cruise.
I'd love to. Put me on the list.
You are. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. All the best.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Belinda Bosa in the Solomon Islands, speaking with Sue Ahern.